Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3584 BN. Today's date is February 28th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Trump Shuts Down Zelensky, Sleepers Exposed, Pieces Coming Together, March Madness. Now, Dr. Gary Richer, named America's favorite veterinarian, has helped thousands of dogs with issues that seem impossible to go away. And he's made a video to alert you to something every pet owner must know. If your dog's coat is dull, if their energy is low, if they're itchy, if their ears are red, if their breath or poop smells very bad, or if they're just not doing as well as they should, these can be warning signs of bad health that get much more serious with age. And the first thing we want to look at is the nutrition. Basically, the dog food makers take healthy ingredients and pressure cook them at a super high temperature. And when it comes out the other end, you've got this brown mush. The food is supposed to last for at least 2 to 3 years on the shelf, but that means some pretty bad stuff has gotten into the food to make it last that long. And there are studies showing that this process can even lead to serious conditions. Now, after years of studying the issue and even writing a bestseller book, Richter says he finally found a way to fight back and has identified the exact things you need to get back into your pet's diet. He created a short video explaining his exact health-boosting methods along with a step-by-step instruction for how to do it at home. You can watch and learn more about it at ultimatedoghealth.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but he'll teach you exactly what you need to do. It's easy and it just takes 2 minutes a day and it doesn't involve changing the dog's food. Go to ultimatedoghealth.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they were trapped in it all. Think about what Cash and Pam Bondi, think about what they have done right now. They told everyone that, yes, we're going to be releasing the Epstein client list. People got really excited. And the deep state players, they went into action. They said, oh, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're going to have to try to block it, hide it, do whatever we possibly can to make sure they don't get all of the information. So basically, those individuals that were sleeping, because they're sleepers, you know, they wait until the right moment. All of a sudden, those sleepers, they were woken up and they decided to move in the direction of blocking all this information. And now these sleepers are exposed and people can see that, wait a minute, we still have problems out in New York at the FBI field office in New York. There are still those in power that will try to stop Trump, try to stop Cash, try to stop Pam Bondi. And again, this is what people should be concerned with because, again, we had, yes, Cash is the FBI director, Pam Bondi is the attorney general, but think about all these individuals that are in the offices who are prepared and ready to stop them. Now, to their face, they might be saying, oh, no, I'm all for you, I'm with you. But behind the scenes, they are sleepers. We've seen this before. And I do believe this was an incredible way of actually getting these individuals exposed and showing the world that there are still certain individuals that don't want to hand over the Epstein client list or other documentation. Now, the other thing that we saw with all of this is that the individuals that were brought to the White House, it wasn't CNN, it wasn't MSNBC, it was actual MAGA influencers that were brought to the White House. And that sent a very, very clear message that the legacy media, the fake news, they are no longer the news anymore. It's the influencers. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, wait a minute. They got their binders. It says phase 1. And in the binders were pretty much everything that we've seen before, maybe a couple things that we haven't. And it wasn't really that big of a deal. And everyone said, well, this is not that great. Well, really think of it this way. What do you think the fake news is going to do? What do you think all the trolls are going to do right now? You're already starting to see them do this. Oh, it was nothing. They're not going to be transparent. Oh, there is no Epstein client list. They have absolutely nothing. Remember, we call them the fake news for a reason. We call these people trolls for a reason. Get all of these people saying this. There's nothing there. It's fake again. There's no transparency. You see, everyone, you were tricked. And this is what the fake news is going to do. This is what trolls are going to do. This is what all these people are going to do. Even the fake influencers. And then what happens when now the information starts to come out? I mean, this happens over and over and over. Now what happens when the information comes out? Everyone can see the fake news once again. They're going to try to spin this, the information. They're going to keep this story in the news for much, much longer than if they just dropped everything all at once. So I do believe there were many, many different agendas with all this. And I do believe that it was very, very important to figure out and find out who the sleepers were. Now, do I think they found every single sleeper? Absolutely not. But I do believe as time goes on, I do believe we'll probably see more and more of this. And as we approach March, I do believe we're going to see March Madness. And I do believe Scavino actually gave us a message letting us know that a lot more information is coming. And I do believe all of this has to do with the investigation that Kash Patel started with Comey. I think this is all intertwined. And what they're doing right now is they're putting all the pieces together. And you're going to see the Comey piece coming. Because remember, who was working on the Epstein case in New York? His daughter. Who's taking it over? Comey's daughter's husband. Think about all of this. Who did Trump fire? Comey. Who actually decided not to investigate Clinton? Comey. Who spied on Trump? Comey. Who was working with Hillary Clinton and Obama to push the Russian collusion hoax? Oh, Comey. Think about where all this is going. This wasn't an accident in what they did here, where all of a sudden you had the announcement that Cash now is investigating Comey, and Pam Bondi said, well, I have the Epstein client list sitting on my desk, and they gave these individuals a binder that says phase one, which actually then exposed those FBI field operatives in New York. All of this is connected, and I do believe this is what you're seeing right now, and all roads are going to lead to Comey, Hillary Clinton, Obama, you name it, all these individuals. And they're already putting the pieces together so everyone can see this very, very clearly. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to tell a story. When you tell a story, instead of just dropping information where there's no connections, when you tell a story, people understand it a lot better. And they start to realize what really happened. And I do believe this is the beginning of the story. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is we could see that Zelensky, he visited the White House today, and Trump and J.D. Vance, they decided, you know something, let's bring in the fake news media, let the fake news media broadcast their negotiation so everyone can see who Zelensky is, what he is, and how he doesn't want peace. And it kind of looked like it was staged. Maybe we're watching a show here, but the people now, they're seeing this very, very clearly. Zelensky, who's the controller of the money laundering in Ukraine, he was now exposed to the American people, and people now can see this very, very clearly in what's going on. And Trump, he actually told Zelensky to leave the White House. Because once again, what did people actually see? They saw that Zelensky didn't really want peace. He thought he was still going to get a piece of the action, like he was getting the piece of the action from Biden. And Trump is showing everyone, we're not going to take this anymore. And he doesn't want peace. He doesn't want to negotiate. And now people have a front row seat to all of this, which is very, very interesting. And think about it. Before, you never saw anything like this. Before, the fake news would tell you what was going on. Before, we had the White House press secretary under Biden and under Obama and the rest. They were telling you what was really going on. Trump is allowing people now to see the truth. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And he even said at one point, I'm talking about Trump, where he said, you're playing with World War III here. So people, they see it. They get it. And you have to remember, Ukraine is one gigantic money laundering operation. This is why the deep state players don't want to have peace. And he's letting the people see it firsthand. We'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the FBI right now, because they're investigating a $20 billion green fund fraud operation that Biden pretty much set up. So the FBI is reportedly probing a massive Biden-era Environmental Protection Agency program for possible fraud. FBI agents reportedly interviewed EPA employees this week as part of an escalating investigation of Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, a $20 billion program that awarded billions of dollars to green groups loaded with Democrat donors and insiders. So once again, where do you think this money went? Think about all the other programs that they set up. It's one gigantic money laundering operation. And a lot of this, these funds were going to help the illegals come into this country. But now it's all being shut down one step at a time. And we could see that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're going to reopen a federal immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey, that has about 1,000 bed capacity, the largest facility of its type on the East Coast. And ICE announced that Delaney Hall will be the agency's first detention center to open up under the Trump administration. So it looks like they're prepared and ready to actually accelerate their plan in deporting more people, and they're setting up holding areas to hold these individuals. And you could see that around the world, the people, they are speaking out and they're telling their installed politicians, we do not agree with your policies, especially on what we're seeing with immigration. Do you think these installed politicians are listening? Absolutely not. And Wokeness put this out and said, 2025 YouGov survey, is immigration too high in your nation for the past decade? UK says 71% yes. Italy, 71% yes. Spain, 80% yes. France, 69% yes. Sweden, 73% yes. Germany, 81% yes. Denmark, 55% yes. So the question is, if the people now are saying that, yeah, immigration is out of control, we need to shut this down, why aren't their elected leaders, and I have quotes going on right now, why aren't they reversing their policies? Because they do not answer to the people. They were never elected by the people. They were installed. And they, those individuals that were installed into these positions, they report to their masters. That's why you see this happening around the world. If you notice, they're all in sync. You see the pattern. It's very, very clear. Just like it's very, very clear that the fake news, they are losing ratings, they're losing the people, and the people understand that they are fake news. Brendan Carr put this out and said, as trust in the legacy national news media continues to plummet, a lot of outlets are going through the six stages of grief. If you're at the depression stage, there's good news. You're almost to acceptance. And he's absolutely right. Now, really think about what he said here. Think about how the fake news now is going through six stages of grief because they don't have the ratings. The people aren't watching anymore. Shows are being canceled. And think about why there were influencers that were invited to the White House and why they got the binder first. First, it's to show everyone the mainstream media, they're no longer the news. We, the people, are the news. That's number one. Number two, these individuals got the binder because they set up, once again, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, and everyone else saying, you see, it's a nothing burger. There's going to be nothing. They're going to produce nothing. Phase one was one gigantic joke. This is how you set up all of these individuals. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. It was a gigantic setup. And as we move forward and as more information continually is dropped, what's going to happen? It's going to prove all of these outlets wrong. I mean, let's just go back a little bit in time. Think about Biden's decline. Every single fake news agencies defended him. And then what happened? It was proven that they were defending him and they really never reported on what was going on. The same thing is going to happen now. And each time the people see this, what do you think happens? They say, you know something? This is truly fake news. I mean, I thought it was, you know, fake, or they were just, you know, not reporting on things, but this is really becoming a pattern now. And I can see this. And it's not just the Republicans and independents. It's the Democrats that are actually seeing this. Because again, what is the Epstein client list? What does that have to do with Republican, independent, Democrat? It's about releasing this information so people could see the truth. And when the fake news and the trolls and everyone else says, oh, it's never going to happen, it's all fake, there was never an Epstein client list, well, it's going to prove to the people that they were lied to once again, and the fake news continually lies to the people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Breaker of Narratives put this out, it says on July 6, 2007, a 23-page letter from Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, and Gerald Lefcourt stated that Epstein was co-founder of the Clinton Global Initiative, which became the Clinton Foundation. The letter was tied to a successful plea deal before Epstein was charged. This directly ties Hillary and Bill Clinton to Epstein's network. Now, I do believe we've known this before, but just to let everyone know, yes, it does tie Epstein to all of them, which then brings in Comey, because remember, Comey then is tied to all of it. His daughter is tied to all of this. Now, Liz Wheeler, she was one of the ones that received the binder. She was at the White House. She explains what happened with all of this. She says, President Trump and AG Pam Bondi committed to releasing the Epstein files. The FBI was told to deliver the files to Bondi. They did, about 200 pages. Bondi smelled a rat because there was nothing juicy in the 200 pages, just flight logs and roll decks of phone numbers. No smoking gun. Still, Bondi promised to release the documents, so she prepared a binder of them. Then last night, a whistleblower contacted Bondi and revealed that the SDNY was hiding potential thousands of Epstein files, defying Bondi's orders to give them all to her. We're talking recordings, videos, and a lot more evidence, the juicy stuff, and names. These swamp creatures at SDNY deceive Bondi, Cash, and you. Be outraged at that the binder is boring. You should be, because the evil deep state lied to your face. The binder is powerful because it's tangible physical evidence of the disgusting stunt the SDNY tried to pull. Bondi is now demanding all the Epstein evidence from the SDNY, plus an investigation into the persons who committed this act of defiance. The legacy media has betrayed you again and again and again. They lie to you. They smear you. They gaslight you. They deserve no special access to real-time exposure of corruption because they played a role in covering it up in the first place. You are the media, Elon said. Yes, we are. So celebrate the regular people are being given access to the most powerful people in our country to report on despicable corruption as it's being uncovered in real time. And be very, very angry that the deep state agents in the swamp at the SDNY are at this very moment defying Trump and AG Bondi and you, who voted him into office, lying and hiding the truth about Jeffrey Epstein because they don't want their own corruption and weaponization of government exposed. That's the story. So think about it. All of these individuals, they were exposed in keeping the information back. It sounds like an op to me, and it looks like Cash, Pam Bondi, Trump, they were able to see who the players really are. And remember, going all the way back to June 2019, and Wokeness put this out, FBI agents raided Epstein's townhouse in New York City and found safes with computer hard drives and CDs. So what was on them? Because we know that Epstein, he was running a blackmail system, and we know there were CCTVs. We know that he was recording all this, and we know that he has a lot of people on camera doing certain things. So once again, we just don't want the list. We want it all. Thomas Massie said the following. The fact that Epstein files haven't yet been released demonstrates that President does not yet have operational control of the DOJ and FBI. It could take a while to establish, or as with his first term, it might never be established. Elon responded to him and said, I'm sure they will establish control, but to do so, they need to bring on new people, exit the bad eggs, and promote lower-ranking good people to the higher rankings. Then Elon said this, people don't understand that you don't get instant power here. Imagine if you were suddenly appointed AG or head of the FBI. You were just thrown on a ship with a hostile crew. Until you appoint some new crew members and figure out the ropes, you can't steer the ship effectively. It's literally impossible. So what did they just do? They're exposing those individuals within these different agencies, the hostile crew. I do believe this was an op within an op. And now you can see who the sleepers really are. They were just exposed. Because again, if we're going to have trials, if we're going to prosecute, you can't allow these individuals to stay in these agencies. And a lot of these people play a role. They'll look at you right in your face and they'll lie to you because they're not going to tell you who they are. They're not going to tell you who they're working for. They're not going to tell you what they're guarding. And you'll think, okay, I got everything set to go. These people I can trust. And as we move forward, all of a sudden you start to learn that, wait a minute, why are things being blocked? Why aren't things getting done? What's going on here? So instead of doing that, let's flush these people out first and let's then have the prosecutions, the trials and everything else. And I do believe that's what this is all about. Because you remember, those people that are unelected, those people that are way above, that are caught in all of this, they're actually telling these sleepers, you must protect us at all costs. And now the people could see the truth. DC Drano put this out and said, the New York City FBI and SDNY DOJ offices are a hornet's nest of Marxist corruption. Everyone is now focused on cleaning out that office. They raided James O'Keefe's house over evidence that Biden showered with his daughter, and they hid the Epstein documents. Now accountability is coming. And I do believe accountability is coming. But again, we're not just going to have accountability with a corrupt system. We must have accountability with a system that has been cleaned out. So that's the phase we're in. We're cleaning out and exposing these individuals. And there's a couple of posts that I want to read. Number one, we need to understand that this information, a lot of people don't believe. They don't believe there's human trafficking, child trafficking. Epstein, you know, was... Let's talk about protecting yourself. Our sponsor, Tacrite, just released an incredible product that 44% of American households are missing. It is recommended to have a life-saving trauma kit at home at all times, and a big part of America doesn't have one. Get your trauma kit today from our sponsor at 50% off. Just click on the link in the description or go to myinfluencerdeals.com/X22. These trauma kits are packed with 82 life-saving tools that can be needed at times of emergency. Get one for your house, one for your car, one for your loved one's car, and house, have one for everywhere you can think about. They're offered at 50% off today. Get yours at myinfluencerdeals.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. Get 50% off today. Blackmailing people, recording people, most likely these people having sex with girls and boys or whatever it is. A lot of people don't believe this. So this information, it's going to be brought out into the open, but the longer they stretch this, the more it stays in the news. But let's go back to post 243. This is December 1st, 2017. Down below it says phase one. Now that's very interesting because on the binder, it said phase one. So phase one, easy to swallow. Loss of power, influence, good time to prosecute. Just wait until next week. You are the Patriots. Then we go to post 2676. I'm going to read down in the middle. This is February 9th, 2019. SDNY Attorney General attempts to retain blockade, attempts to prevent public release of the truth. Do not mistake public silence for inaction. This is not another four-year election. And this is not another four-year election. This is about having accountability. This is about shutting down the deep state players and removing them from these different positions. Let's go to post 4484. This is June 20th, 2020. It says SDNY. Isn't it interesting that all these posts have SDNY in them? Importance of SDNY control to block the Epstein list and other things. Jurisdiction, Wiener evidence collection, Clinton Foundation, Epstein evidence collection, Ukraine. Focus on above for now. Watch New York City. So the guard is refusing to step down, and they're fighting back. And AG Bondi sent a letter to FBI Director Kash Patel demanding the full release of all the documents related to the Epstein case by 8 a.m. on Friday. Now, did she receive this information? Maybe, maybe not. In her letter, Bondi assured the DOJ that it would protect the identities of the victims. Bondi also demanded a full investigation into why her order to release all documents was ignored. That's very interesting. But Kyle Becker, he put this out and said, Maureen Comey, James Comey's daughter, was the lead prosecutor at SDNY during the Epstein trials. She is currently a U.S. attorney prosecuting the Didi trial. Now, that's very interesting. And according to Newsweek, Ms. Comey's LinkedIn profile, Assistant U.S. Attorney Comey, heads the SDNY Violent and Organized Crime Unit and has been with the office since 2015. Maureen Comey is the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, and she is married to Lucas Iskaroff, a Harvard Law School graduate and U.S. Assistant Attorney of the SDNY's Civil Division since September 2019. So Maureen Comey, she was involved in the Jeffrey Epstein case as one of the prosecutors. So once again, you can see how this is all connected. Karma Patriot put this out and said, "The Epstein docs release feels like phase one of an operation to expose and dismantle Five Eyes. Would explain why Bondi deployed the SDNY is withholding documents narrative today. She just put all eyes on SDNY. Seems intentional." Which would also directly link to Comey narrative that Cash and General Flynn just introduced because, reminder, Comey's daughter Maureen was one of the lead prosecutors in the criminal case against Ghislaine Maxwell. And she was picked to hold a similar role in the Jeffrey Epstein case until he was mysteriously suicided. I'd say we need to hang tight, grab some popcorn, and enjoy the show. And since the Epstein files most likely involve both foreign and domestic governments, maybe go read the Five Eye drops. Bondi Cash might be about to pull a few threads and unravel the whole damn thing. And I do believe everything now is pointing to Comey and everything that revolves around Comey, which is going to lead into, let's see, the Russia hoax. It's going to lead into the Clinton Foundation. It's going to lead into Obama. It's going to lead into Epstein. It's going to lead into almost everything. FBI Director Cash Patel put this out and said, "The FBI is entering a new era, one that will be defined by integrity, accountability, and the unwavering pursuit of justice. There'll be no cover-ups, no missing documents, and no stone left unturned. And anyone from the prior or current bureau who undermines this will be swiftly pursued. If there are gaps, we will find them. If records have been hidden, we will uncover them. And we will bring everything we find to the DOJ to be fully assessed and transparently disseminated to the American people as it should be. The oath we took is to the Constitution, and under my leadership, that promise will be upheld without compromise." And I do believe this is phase one of their operation. Not phase one of the release of Epstein's information, but phase one of their operation. Julian's Rum put this out and said, "The Epstein list is an extremely serious conversation that needs to last for a very long time. If you release it all at once, it won't be." And I do believe he's absolutely right in that. And I do believe this is an op that they have set up. And you can see now they're putting the story together. And yes, you're going to have those individuals out there telling you that, oh, you see, it's nothing. The fake news is going to tell you it's nothing. Their guard is down. They think, wow, there's nothing here. But wait until you see what happens. It's just going to get worse and worse. And we'll be talking about Scavino's message in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting, it has to do with the cartel in Mexico. And it seems that Trump and Secretary Rubio, they have secured extradition of 29 top cartel leaders from Mexico to the U.S. for prosecution. This is unprecedented. So these individuals were brought to the U.S. That is very, very interesting. So the Mexican government is helping Trump and the Patriots? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we can see that DOGE, they are now cutting the expenses, removing the waste, and tracking down criminal activity, because we need to find out where all this money has gone, and the people must understand that this was one gigantic criminal syndicate money laundering operation. But you could see that the deep state players, they're using the same playbook when DOGE is trying to remove or lay off a certain number of people. Kanako the Great put this out and said, "In March 1998, reports surfaced that federal bureaucrats were swapping jobs titles to dodge President Clinton's mass layoffs. You are asking the same bureaucracy that created itself to turn around and reduce itself. They have become very creative in protecting their own skins. Clinton and Gore aimed to cut 50% of the 700,000 supervisors in the federal government to avoid layoffs. Many supervisors rebranded themselves as team leaders, staff assistants, or management support specialists, all while giving themselves pay raises. Even the press, which supported Clinton's push to cut the deficit and shrink government, called them out. Fast forward to today, the legacy press is running an all-out propaganda campaign to malign President Trump, Elon Musk, and Doge for daring to slash bureaucratic bloat. Elon responded to this and said, same playbook. And it is the same playbook. But again, Elon and Trump and team, they are on to them big time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we'll be getting to Zelensky in just a sec, but Lindsey Graham and many others, they visited and met with Zelensky before he met with Trump, which is very, very interesting. But since I'm bringing up Lindsey Graham, Peter Bernegger put this out and said, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina caught smurfing, i.e. criminally laundering monies into his campaign. And it looks about something like $8 million or so. Scroll down in my tweets to see the other U.S. senators exposed. We're running all 100 of them. Note the image here just shows the top 20 Smurfs, but we run the full data. The 8.1 million above is of the 2,000 Smurfs from across the nation we identified used to stuff Graham's campaign coffers. The top 20 is a quick data run of the top Smurfs found to have had their identity stolen by his campaign and related. Wait until the Ukraine audit comes out and the connections to Graham. Where is the FEC? Pam Bondi, be aware that the FEC is concealing large amounts of contribution transactions from 30 to 50% depending on the campaign. You can't get all the data from their website, bulk download, or API. Smurfs are victims as their names and addresses are being stolen without their knowledge. It is identity theft by these U.S. senator campaigns. Smurfing is another form of election fraud. Politicians cheated to get elected by using criminally laundered money. They were really selected, not elected. Smurfing found by Chris Gleason, Philip Allison, myself, and others exposing smurfing from years of research, including hiring licensed private investigators to interview smurfs. So once again, these people, they do this to install themselves. And I think people now are starting to realize that we've been in a rigged system for a very long time. And most of these individuals, the majority, they have been installed. They've never been elected. And this is why you see all the things that you're seeing today. This is why you see, wait, why aren't they working for the people? Why aren't they closing the border? Why aren't they balancing the budget? Why aren't they doing all of these things? Why are we going to war? Why is the money lost? This is why, because again, they're not working for the people. They're working for themselves and the masters. That is why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the USAID money has been used for quite a bit. I do believe it's been used for false flag, to pay for terrorists, and yes, start wars and have regime change. And it looks like Marjorie Taylor Greene pretty much confirms this. What we have learned is that the USAID has been used by Democrats to brainwash the world with globalist propaganda to force regime change around the world. Elon responded to this and said, yes, that was their main goal. They used helping people as cover. So let's just get this straight. These programs that they've created, all the DEI, transgender, all these ridiculous things, these are cover programs for their true agendas. True agenda is money laundering the money back into their own pockets, money laundering the money to have regime change, money laundering the money to pay terrorists, money laundering the money to pay terrorists to scare us into giving up our rights, money laundering the money to start wars. I mean, think about this. This is what they've been using all this money for. They've been using it to actually go against the American people. They've been using it to destroy everything that we know. This should tell you everything you need to know. This is how evil these people really are. And now they're trying to protect all the things that they have done. And now it's completely and utterly falling apart, and the people, they're seeing the truth. And as Doge goes deeper and deeper and deeper, the people are going to see the entire truth. And it's going to be transparent. And the people, they're never going to look at these people the same way ever, ever again. All these people that are crying out on the street, all these people are saying, oh, we're helping people. wait until they go a little bit deeper. Their stories aren't going to make sense anymore. And the people are going to learn the truth, just like they learn the truth about what's happening out in Germany, because the people out in Germany, they're watching their whole entire country completely implode on itself. And remember, going back a little bit in time, when Trump said, listen, you're dependent on Russian natural gas, and if, you know, a war starts or something, you're going to be screwed. And what did they do? They stopped the flow of natural gas from Russia, and the entire country started to fall apart. So what is Germany doing right now? Well, since the industry is completely and utterly falling apart, Germany now is going to return to Russian natural gas because the economy is declining very, very rapidly. So they are dependent on Russia. They got off of Russia gas. They tried to go green new scam all the way. The entire country fell apart. They were bringing in illegals. Now they're going back to Russian natural gas. I mean, Trump was right. These people are morons. They're stupid. They really, really are. Now, Trump, I do believe he wanted the people to see exactly who Zelensky is. And remember, he's an installed individual. The people don't want him. He has a 4% rate amongst his people. He can't win an election. That's why he stopped the election. He's a dictator. And I do believe we're watching a show right now. Trump opened up the negotiations with Zelensky, and people, I think for the first time, saw who this individual really is and how he doesn't really want peace. Because remember, most of the people never really saw this. All they saw was Zelensky, you know, buddying up to Biden, and Biden would just send over money. Now we have J.D. Vance and Trump, who are very, very strong, and they're trying to negotiate peace. Remember, peace through strength. Now people are seeing the truth. Take a listen to the exchange here.
About the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You will not have a war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
You
don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards.
Mr. President, you're playing
cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
It's back
to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No,
even today.
You said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
And what's very interesting, when you were watching this exchange and you could see how Zelensky thinks that he's in control when he really isn't, the Ukrainian ambassador, Nick Sorter put this out, she was covering her face when Zelensky continuously tried speaking over Trump and Vance in the Oval Office. She knows it's over. They all know it's over. And the people, they saw this firsthand. So what did we see? Well, we saw Zelensky get bitch slapped. He got bitch slapped having a poor hand for pushing the world into the brink of World War III, for not saying thank you for billions in aid, for campaigning against the president and helping his opponent in the election. I mean, this is exactly what happened here. And what did the American people see? What did they see? They saw Biden kiss up to Zelensky, and we see Trump and Vance actually shut him down. That's what we saw. Trump, he put out a statement. He said the following. A statement from President Donald J. Trump. We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion. And I've determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he's ready for peace. So Trump, he's letting him know, wait a minute, Zelensky doesn't want peace. If we keep funding this war, he's never going to want peace. Shh, cut him off. Cut off the whole damn thing. And then we'll see how quickly he comes back to Trump and Vance. Because once again, if you listen to the conversation, who holds all the cards? Trump and Vance. And of course, Zelensky says, I have no cards. And Trump says, you really don't. You don't have any cards. He doesn't. He's finished. So Trump just showed the country the true Zelensky. Zelensky destroyed himself. The American people can now see the truth. He never wanted peace. He is running a money laundering operation. So what we're witnessing right now, this is peace through strength. Just wait. You will now see Zelensky come back to Trump and say, let's negotiate peace. And during this period of time, it looks like Zelensky, did he sign the mineral agreement? It didn't seem like it. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. As of right now, it doesn't look like it. So that's very interesting. But look what's happening out in the Middle East. Hamas now is willing to cede political power and administrative governance of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian unity government, but would not disarm unless an independent Palestinian state is achieved. So they're already going to cede control. Step in the right direction? I do believe so. Do you think they're going to cede all control? Oh, yes. In the end, they will have no power whatsoever. And I do believe that Gaza, that will be pretty much knocked to the ground and rebuilt. All the tunnels, everything that they put into place will be removed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that it seems that Dan Scavino, he gave us two messages. Let me just read the post on X. He says, in President Trump's first week back in office, he told the world that we're going to find the jihadi terrorists that mean to do Americans harm and bring them ultimate justice. In just the past week, under the leadership of our great Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, our warfighters have killed five more high-value targets. The dead terrorists include two members of al-Qaeda in Syria and three members of ISIS in Somalia. If you're a jihadi who wants to hurt us, it doesn't matter where you hide, America's warriors will not stop hunting you until they find you. Shows a video of a jihadi walking in the desert, and all of a sudden, a bomb lands on him, and now he is dead. Message number one, we will find you and take you out. I think he's talking to all the state-funded terrorists around the world. He's talking to the deep state players. We know where you live, and we're going to take each and every single one of you out. Now, the other thing is that he put this out at 12:31. Now, think about everything that we've been witnessing. We've been witnessing the phase one of the operation to expose Comey, expose Epstein, expose Clinton, expose Obama, and the fake news. So he put this out at 12:31, and when you go to post 12:31, this is April 21st, 2018, it says, what will next week hold? Moab, mother of all bombs. And I do believe we're going to see the mother of all bombs. I don't mean an explosion. But what I mean is I do believe information is going to be brought out into the public realm, and people are going to be absolutely shocked. And you're going to see the deep state players. They're going to scramble. The fake news is going to scramble, and they're going to try to spin, and they're going to try to cover up. But as they try to do this, more information is going to come out, and it's going to become harder and harder and harder for them. I do believe this is phase one of the operation. Now we're moving to the next phase. Now, the other thing that we see is that information now has come out about Trump's assassin, Thomas Crooks, and it's being reported that he might have had an accomplice. You think? Remember, both assassination attempts, this wasn't just two people just going, hey, I want to assassinate the president. These individuals, they were controlled. This was an operation from the very, very beginning. And the only way to have an operation and try to be successful in an operation is you need to bring in the worst of the worst. So this way you can pull off the operation. So what did they do? They brought in all the DEI people they possibly could muster. And they took these DEI people and they said, okay, you're going to guard the president. This way they would have the ability to pull off the operation. But the operation completely and utterly failed. And they were not able to assassinate Trump. So now we're learning that there might have been an accomplice. So a veteran private investigator from Erie, Pennsylvania, was hired shortly after the fateful July 13th event at the Butler rally to look into Crooks by a private client. So he believes, and I'm talking about the private investigator, that a criminal network was operating with him at the time of the assassination attempt. It's still in existence and still wants to kill the president. Oh, you think it's the deep state players? Absolutely. Doug Hagman, whose team of six other investigators had been working the case for months and have interviewed more than 100 people, said they also conducted extensive geofencing analysis of cell phones and tablets not belonging to Crooks that were found with him in his home, at the rifle range where he took target practice, at the rally, and at Bethel Park High School, where he graduated in 2022. We don't think he acted alone. This took a lot of coordination. In my view, Crooks was handled by more than one individual, and he was used for this assassination attempt. And I wouldn't preclude the possibility that there were people at the rally itself helping him. He said one of the electronic devices that was geolocated with Crooks at several different places at the time of the shooting is still pinging today at Bethel Park High School. That is very interesting. So when you hear this, you need to go back a little bit in time and go back to January 6th and, of course, the assassination. And you have to look at both assassins. But let's just go back to January 6th. Mike Benn says, no, really, really. Who was the January 6th pipe bomber on the phone with before he planted the DNC bomb? So the pipe bomber was speaking to someone on the phone. Then Mike Benn says, wait a minute. And he shows a picture of Crooks speaking to someone. He says, who was Thomas Crooks on the phone with before he shot the president of the United States in his face? And remember, they actually geolocated a phone that was in D.C., very close to the FBI building. So who do you think is running these ops? Do you think it's the same people that are blocking the Epstein files? Do you think it's the same people that were going around arresting January Sixers? Do you think it's the same people that were indicting Trump? Yes, it's the deep state players. Who are the deep state? Soros, other individuals, other swamp creatures in the agencies, Comey, Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, and many other people that are above them. So yes, they were all involved in all of this. And yes, there are probably low-level people that they contracted out, maybe gang members, terrorists, but there is always a handler that controls all these people. And I wonder if they were speaking, and I'm talking about the assassin and the pipe bomber, I wonder if they were speaking to their handlers. So that is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see George Soros, he's still trying to stop Trump every step of the way. Scott Walker put this out and said, do the math. The vote on Tuesday night was 217 to 215. George Soros is pulling millions into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race because a 4-3 liberal majority will redraw congressional districts to squeeze out two GOP seats. This is how he blocks the Trump agenda. We can't let that happen. Elon Musk says this is exactly his goal. And he's trying to regain power once again. But is he going to be able to regain power? No, because there's going to be a lot of evidence coming out against all these individuals. And yes, it's going to lead all the way to the top. And people are going to see who the true treasonous criminals really are. And that's what this is all about. It's not just about releasing a couple of pages. It's about connecting all these people together, showing how all of this is connected. It, you know, the Epstein client list is not separate from Comey and Hillary Clinton and what they did to Trump. It's all connected, and it's all part of the criminal syndicate. That is what everyone is going to see. And what's very interesting is Trump, he signed an executive order that has finally made the English language the official language of the United States. Why wasn't this done from the very, very beginning? Because again, the deep state players, they were never keeping the country the way we have it today. In the end, they were going to remove the Constitution. They were going to blend the country. So why would they want English as the official language? They wouldn't. But Charlie Kirk says something very interesting. Fun fact, English is an official language in India, Pakistan, and the Philippines, but not here in America. That is a very interesting fact. But I do believe at this point in time, Trump has the control he needs. All he's doing right now, he's cleaning house. Cash is cleaning house. Pam Bondi's cleaning house. Because remember, if we're going to go after these people, we're going to follow the rule of law. We're going to do it right. We can't have sleepers. We can't have the corrupt in these agencies. And sometimes you got to flush them out. And I do believe this is phase one of flush out. And that's what we're seeing right now, because we need everything cleaned out so we can move to the next phase. And we are definitely moving to the next phase. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.